让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父，今早我们是带着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with a heart of thanksgiving.
谢谢你从天上降下生命的粮，供应我们的需要。
Thank you for giving us heavenly bread to provide for all of our needs.
谢谢把你的独生爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，成为我们的生命。
Thank you for giving us your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to become our life.
也谢谢你在我们的当中不断做奇妙的事情。
And thank you for the miraculous things you have been doing in the midst of us.
最近一段时间，弟兄姐妹身体上有需要的，在你的里面蒙了医治，我们就献上感恩。
We give thanks for your healing you have performed among our sisters and brothers who are weak.
我们为我们当中灵魂得到拯救啊，被吸引来到你的面前，能够打开灵里的眼睛，看到你的荣耀，我们献上感恩。
We give thanks to you for you have opened the eyes of many spiritually.
我们在这里继续的来祈求祷告。
We continue to pray before you.
求你继续在我们当中施行医治。
To continue with your healing among us.
求你也继续在我们当中施行拯救。
And continue to save and perform salvation among us.
我们这样同心合一的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天这段经文当中呢，耶稣基督有一段很严厉的话讲给门徒。
Into this scripture reading, you will find such a rebuke from our Lord to his disciples.
中间有一段耶稣讲的话其实是非常严厉的。
There's one passage in the midst of all that's pretty serious.
耶稣一连问门徒九个问题。
He continued asking his disciples a series of 9 questions.
这是很少见的，耶稣用这种严厉的语气对门徒发出责备。
It doesn't happen very often when our Lord rebukes his disciples.
从第八章十七节，耶稣听到他们的议论的时候，就对他们说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？”
Starting in Mark 8:16, Jesus said, "Why are you talking about having no bread?"
你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？
Do you not see or understand?
你们的心还是顽梗吗？愚顽吗？
Are your hearts so hardened?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？
Do you have eyes that fail to see?
有耳朵听不见吗？
And ears but fail to hear?
也不记得吗？
Don't you remember?
我拨开那五个饼，分给五千个人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？
I broke five breads. How many? Five pieces of loaf, and how many basketfuls? Basketfuls.
又拨开那七个饼，分给四千人。你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢
？And when I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?
最后，耶稣说：“你们还是不明白吗
？”Do you not understand?
哎呀，我们如果当中有做过老师的哈，如果这个学生一直听也听不明白，看你做的也不明白啊，他会有这种的很灰心的一种的态度哈。那这里面我们多多少少可以体会到，耶稣对门徒当时哈真的是很严厉的在责备他们。
Can you feel it as well that this sense of despair if you have ever been in a position of a teacher, your students just fail to understand what you are talking about?
为什么耶稣这样对门徒讲话呢？
Why is our Lord Jesus talking to his disciples like this?
因为在不久之前，耶稣刚刚用五个饼、两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
For not long ago, Jesus just fed 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two fish.
这一次耶稣又行了非常类似的一个神迹，用七个饼、几条小鱼喂饱了四千人。
This time around, he did something very similar, feeding 4,000 with seven loaves of bread and some small fish.
然而，当门徒上了船， 船上只发现一个饼的时候，他们又开始担心了，我们会不会有吃的呢？
It just so happened when his disciples got on a boat, they found there was only one piece of loaf, and they started to worry.
耶稣想借这个机会提醒他们，你们要警惕法利赛人的笑和这个西律的笑。
Jesus wanted to take the opportunity to warn them of the east of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
但是这些门徒听不懂耶稣在讲什么，他们还在想着那个饼食物的事情。
And his disciples did not quite understand what he was talking about. Their mind was still focused on the loaves of bread.
这五饼二鱼七个饼的神迹只是耶稣行过的诸多神迹中的两个。
The miracle of five loaves and two fish was merely among miracles of many.
耶稣医治了很多的病人，耶稣自己在海面上行走，耶稣是死人复活，他行了很多的神迹，但好像这些门徒看却看不明白一样。
Jesus performed lots of miracles, healing the sick, restoring the sight to the blind, but they still failed to see.
所以主才会在这一段里面连着这样的去问他们，去提醒他们，实际上也是在呼唤他们，啊，要认识他到底是谁。
That was the reason Jesus was asking them again, as a reminder and calling them back.
今天我们读这一段经文的时候，我们要问我们自己一个问题。
As we turn to the scripture reading today, we need to ask ourselves a question.
主耶稣看见你我如今属灵的状况，他会向我们问出这九个问题吗？
If Jesus saw you and me in this situation, is he going to ask the same spiritual questions?
他会像问当初门徒一样问你我说，你们有眼睛难道看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？
Is he going to do the same as he did with his disciples? Do you have eyes but fail to see, ears but fail to hear?
他会问我们说，你们还不记得我以前给你们行的那些事情吗？
Is he going to ask all of us don't you remember what I did before for you?
耶稣会不会责备我们说，你们心为什么这样的愚顽，还不明白呢？
Do you think he's going to rebuke us for the dullness of our hearts.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够灵里的耳朵开通，能够听见；灵里的眼睛能够打开，能够看见。
So that our spiritual eyes will be open and our spiritual ears be open.
让我们再一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你是造我们的耳朵、造我们的眼睛和口的那一位。
Lord, you're the one who created, made our ears and eyes.
你给我们耳朵是来听你慈爱的声音的。
You give us, our ears so that we can hear your lovely voice.
你给我们眼睛是为了观看你奇妙的作为的。
And our eyes to witness the wonders of the work of your hand.
你给了我们的口是要让我们讲出感恩赞美的话，传扬你奇妙的救恩的。
You blessed us with our mouths, that is designed to sing praises of you and give thanks to you.
你给我们记忆力，是让我们能够记住你所做过的事。
You give us memory so that we can remember what you have done for us.
然而，常常我们把我们的耳朵、眼睛、口、记忆力都用错了。
However, very often that we have used it the wrong way, our ears and our eyes, even our memory.
结果我们就成了属灵的聋子、哑巴和瞎子。
As a result, we are spiritually, we are deaf, mute.
我们好像得了这个属灵的健忘症。
As if we were stricken with a amnesia.
今天我们要来到你的面前，求你来医治我们。
As we come before you, Lord, we ask for your healing today.
开通我们的耳朵，打开我们的眼睛。
Open our ears and open our eyes.
开我们的口，恢复我们的记忆力。
Open our mouth and restore our memory.
你曾经说过你来就是来拯救罪人、医治病人的。
You said you came to save the sinners and to heal the sick.
我们就祈求你的怜悯，求你的医治的恩典临到我们。
We ask for your mercy and your healing blessings to come upon all of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这一段我们读得很长哈，但实际上这个结构是蛮清楚的。
This is a fairly long passage, but there is a structure to it.
那七章的三十一节到三十七节就讲到耶稣医治这个耳聋舌结的人。
Chapter 7, verses 31 to 36 is focused on healing of the mute.
这一大段结尾的时候呢，耶稣就医治了一个眼瞎的人。
As we are near the end of the passage, there is a healing of a blind man.
那中间呢，就夹着这一段哈，耶稣七个饼，用七个饼喂饱了四千人，然后法利赛人出来讲话，门徒出来问问题。
Sandwiched in between those two miracles, we have the passage dealing with the seven loaves of bread and small fish, and the east of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
特别是在讲述了前面这个耳聋舌结的人和后面这个瞎眼的人得医治之后呢，中间就夹着这样的问题。
This is particularly so as after the healing.
耶稣医治人这个身体上的瞎眼、耳聋、舌结，同时问这个门徒说：“你们灵里的眼睛，你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？难道不记得这些事吗？”
As Jesus healed them spiritually, our Lord asked questions regarding their spiritual condition.Their eyes and ears and memory.
所以我们把这一段的结构看清楚之后，我们就明白这一大段，马可这样记它的用意是什么。
We'll be able to discern the purpose of Mark in this passage, if we can figure out the structure.
这一段的中心就是挑战门徒，我们心灵的耳朵要开通，眼睛要打开，我们才能够认出耶稣是我们一切需要的供应者。我们不会有缺乏的，只要在耶稣的里面。
The focus of this passage is rather a challenge from our Lord to his disciples to open their spiritual ears and hearts and to see the workings of the Lord.
同时这一段呢，也是对今天跟随耶稣基督的门徒发出这样一个很严厉的一个提醒，就是我们灵里的耳朵要打开，灵里的眼睛要开通。
This is also a serious spiritual reminder to all of us today that our spiritual eyes and ears need to be open.
我们所相信、所跟随的这位主是一个有丰盛恩典、能力，而且就在我们当中的主。
The one we've been following today, our Lord, is in the midst of us today. He's powerful and is full of compassion.
在他没有缺乏，跟随他的人也不会有任何的缺乏。
Even for those who follow him, there is not going to be any lack.
但是那个问题的关键是说，我们的眼睛要看，我们耳朵要听，我们要记住神已经做的和正在做的事情。
But the focus remains on what the Lord has done for us and what he's going to do.
耶稣医治这个耳聋舌结的这人啊，充分地表现出耶稣对人的那种的怜悯。
Our Lord's healing of the deaf and this deaf and mute man is such a manifestation of his compassion for man.
有一次我听一个在聋哑人当中传福音做工的一个传道人就讲解这一段的圣经。
I've heard this passage preached by a minister who worked among the deaf and mute.
听了他讲以后，我才更深地体会到这一段经文中的含义。
And I got to understand a little deeper the meaning of this passage.
这个传道人就讲说，你们知道吗？这个耳聋和舌结的人跟其他得其他的病、身体上有残疾的人有很大的不同。
The minister challenged us, do you know that it's very different a matter for the deaf and mute as they face challenges of life?
就是你从外表去看的时候，你看不出这个人是耳聋舌结的。
From the outside, you won't be able to discern if he's deaf and mute.
长大麻风的人，你一看就知道这人长大麻风了。
Well, there goes a leper, you'll be able to see.
啊，瘸腿的人一走路，你就知道啊，这个人是瘸腿。
Well, if someone is limping around, you know he's crippled.
但是耳聋舌结，如果你不认识这个人，你不知道他是听不见，他讲不出话的。
Well, for a deaf and mute person, if he doesn't open up his mouth, you won't be able to.
所以这些聋哑人、耳聋舌结的人呢，他们有一些特别的需要，而且是别人很难体会到的。
Those are the people with special needs that could not be felt normally by normal people.
他们跟外界世界这种沟通、这种联系，就靠着他们的看。然后别人讲话的时候，他听不见，他去看人的嘴型，所以他有很多的难处是别人无法体会的。
Their way of communicating with the outside world is pretty much dependent on their sensory experience.
好像他生活在一个很封闭的一个自我的一个世界当中。
As if they live in a life of seclusion.
然后呢，走在人群当中呢，别人觉得他跟别人都一样，没有什么区别。
Despite the fact that they walk among people. With no obvious signs of disability.
所以你看，耶稣在医治这个人的时候，他第一个动作先把他带出人群，带到这个村外，单独跟他在一起，让这个耳聋舌结的人知道说，耶稣看见他的需要了。
When you look at this passage, you can see that Jesus took him aside away from the crowd. Jesus knew.His special needs.
让这个病人首先感受到别人看不见他里面那种的痛苦，但是耶稣已经看见他个人的痛苦了。
So this particular disabled person would be able to tell that Jesus knows his trouble, knows his problem.
这是为什么耶稣要先用手去探他的耳朵，让他知道说我知道你耳朵听不见。
And that's why the first thing Jesus did was to put his fingers into the man's ear.So to tell him that way that other people did not know that I do.
这是为什么耶稣要抹他的舌头，让他知道说他舌头讲话有问题。
And that's why he touched the man's tongue.
这是为什么耶稣要大声地讲出来？马可把他原文以法大这个发音都记载在这里，就是说这个聋哑人当时他能看到耶稣的嘴型，知道耶稣在讲什么。
And that's why we are even in this particular passage blessed with the original.A word, a pronunciation of Thapha, so that we see the focus on the acoustic part of his disability.
带他来到耶稣面前的人只是求耶稣来按手在他身上，但耶稣做了这一系列的动作是让这个病人知道。
The disabled person was brought to Jesus to receive blessings, and Jesus.Did the extra went the extra mile, letting him know he cared.
让他知道不仅耶稣能够医治他，而且耶稣怜悯他，知道他更深切的一些的需要。
Not only our Lord Jesus had the power to heal, but he had a heart of compassion, and he knew his special needs.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们来到这个聚会当中哈，你心中的难处，别人不一定能够知道，不一定能够理解，但是主都知道。
Brothers and sisters, as we come today, you may have struggles or hardships experience that other people do not know, but the Lord does.
结尾的时候，耶稣医治这个瞎眼的人，显出耶稣对人的那种的耐心。
As we near the end of the passage, we see a manifestation of Jesus' patience.
这个瞎子被医治很独特的哈，在整本这个福音书里面，唯有这个医治是分阶段的。
This particular healing session of the blind person is quite special because we see sort of a process of the healing taking place.
分了两个阶段，第一次耶稣问他说你看见什么，他说我看见人像木头一样而且行走。
There are two steps to the healing process. First of all, Jesus asked him, what do you see? And he said, I saw trees, like people walking.
然后第二次的时候耶稣再医治他，他说哦，我现在样样都看清楚了。
And second time around, the second process, when Jesus asked, he saw everything clearly.
而且 很有意思啊、哦！耶稣就站在他的面前，当耶稣问这个瞎眼的人说你看见什么的时候，他看见别人却没看见耶稣。
Interestingly enough, when Jesus asked him, what do you see? Well, this person saw everything else but Jesus.
这是门徒常常犯的错误哈，耶稣就在他们当中，他们看到别人，看到很多其他的事情，但好像单单没有看清楚，耶稣就在他的身边。
Isn't this a particular problem with us believers that we see everything else but our Lord sometimes?
这也讲出我们跟随主的过程当中哈，我们的得医治也好，我们的生命成长也好，是一步一步的哈，是按照不同的阶段在成长。
This is quite informative as to our process of sanctification that our life grows.By stages.
虽然这个瞎子有这个问题，门徒有这个问题，但耶稣一直很耐心的在帮助我们，在得医治，让我们看得更清楚。
Despite problems with his disciples and this particular person, Jesus continued with his ministry of healing.
弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候是不是也有这个眼睛迷糊的一种的问题？
Have you ever, brothers and sisters, experienced similarly the dullness of your eyes?
那耶稣同样的哈，对病人、对门徒有耐心，对我们也是充满了忍耐，充满了恩慈。
In a similar vein, Jesus, as he was so patient with them, he is going to do the same with all of us.
那门徒的问题到底出在哪里呢？
Where did his disciples go wrong?
当法利赛人眼睛是瞎的，认不出耶稣的时候，耶稣没有跟他们多啰嗦，不跟他们讲话。
Well, as you see, the Pharisees, they were blind. Our Lord Jesus did not spend much time with them.
耶稣行了这么多神迹，法利赛人还来到耶稣面前说，求你从天上行个神迹给我们看看。
Despite the multiple miracles our Lord performed, the Pharisees still came asking for more signs of miracles.
地上的不算，你要从天上哈，星星、月亮这些的神迹，你给我们显一个，我们才啊，考虑考虑你是不是从神来的。
They dismissed miracles performed as to things in the world on the earth. They were asking for signs from heaven.As an endorsement of his position as the Christ.
对于这种啊，来挑战耶稣，来找耶稣的把柄，要控告他啊，带着不信的心来到耶稣面前的这些人，耶稣没有多讲话。
They came to challenge our Lord. They were picking bones with him, and to those, he gave no response.
但是门徒不一样。
But disciples were different.
门徒是一直跟着耶稣的。
They had been following Jesus.
耶稣也花很多的时间，花很多的精力，要训练，要培养，要教导这一批人。
Jesus spent a lot of time with them, put in a lot of energy teaching and training those disciples.
那为什么连门徒这个时候还会落到这种状况呢？耶稣会连着问他们九个问题。
But why did His disciples fall into a situation as such, so that our Lord had to ask them in succession 9 questions.
我们看一下上文哈，发生了什么事儿。
Let's look at what happened previously.
他们上了船，发觉只带了一个饼。
They got into the boat to find out they had only one loaf of bread.
然后耶稣就嘱咐他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的笑和西律的笑。他们彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有饼吧。
Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the east of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, it's because we have no bread.
所以从这两句话当中，我们就看出了当初的门徒问题出在哪里。
Just from those two questions, we can figure out what went wrong with his disciples.
主耶稣是从天上来的。
Our Lord Jesus came from heaven.
如果他直接讲天上的事，没有人听得懂的。
If he had straight out talking about things of heaven, nobody would have understood.
所以他讲话的时候都是用地上的一些的比喻，我们地上的人明白的。食物啊，种地啊，打鱼啊，这些事情做比喻，让我们能够思想天上的事。
So he was using whenever he talked parables to speak of things of heaven, to using examples from the earth below.
这个笑大家都明白。
We all understand east.
这个笑一旦你虽然小小的眼睛看不见，但一旦放到这个面里面，它就会使这个团发起来。
It's pretty small and sometimes it's invisible, but if you put it in a piece of dough, the dough will grow.
所以什么是法利赛人的笑呢？
What is the east of the Pharisees?
就是法利赛人那些错误的教导。
It's their wrong teaching.
如果把这个传统来取代神的律法。
They substitute their tradition.For the law.
外表的这些规条，这些行为的规矩，取代内心生命的成长的话，这是法利赛人的问题。
External belief, behavior for spiritual development.
如果这种的教导，这种生活的方式进入到门徒的心中，这个很危险的。
If this kind of teaching or this practice got into the lives of his disciples.Was fairly dangerous.
什么是西律的笑？
What about the east of Herod?
就是把政治和信仰给混在一起了。
Meaning a mixture of politics with belief.
西律是要跟罗马人打交道，他要在这里做王的。
How to deal with the Romans if he wanted to keep his position as the king?
他的心目当中，王位统治是最重要的。那个信仰只是为他服务的。
To him, his so-called kingship superseded everything else.
而且西律王那个时候的生活是非常的淫乱，非常的奢侈。
At the time, Herod was living a life of abhorrent immorality.
西律的这种的生命状态就是看重今生今世的享受。
His sole purpose.Was on the enjoyment of things today.
用世上的享受来取代对永恒的盼望。
His hedonistic lifestyle was a substitution for the life to come.
耶稣讲这句话的意思是说，你们要小心你们所听到的这些的教导，这些的属灵的食物。要纯净，不要掺杂，不要掺进去这些不好的东西。
Jesus' teaching in this passage becomes a sort of a warning to his disciples: Do not watch out for these wrong teachings that you will get into.
但这些门徒根本就没听懂。
But his disciples failed to understand.
他们说是我们没有带足够饼吧，不够吃吧，是这个意思。
Rather, they were thinking that they didn't bring enough bread.
所以门徒的问题出在哪里？
What's wrong with his disciples?
我们中国人常讲“民以食为天”。
As Chinese were fairly familiar with food, and mixing that with heaven.
食物是我们最基本的需要之一。
Is quite an essential part of our lives.
那食物啊，吃的事情呢，是我们今生今世各种需要的一种的代表。
Food really is representative of all of our needs in their entirety while we are still on earth.
如果一个人的心思意念所想所求的都是这些的事情，在地上仅仅限于在地上的这些的事情占据了我们的心的话，我们心灵当中思想当中就没有空间给神了。
If all our minds and hearts evolve around this concept of food, we will have no room for anything else, for God, for that matter.
当今很流行的一种的说法，一种生命的态度，就注重当下。
Oh, there's a trend. Well, we say of carpe diem.
活的要实在，要接地气等等，这都是人普遍的一种的观念。
Oh, live to the fullest.And live a life down to the earth.
但是当这些地上的需要，这个性命上的需要，身体上的需要，成为我们唯一所关注的，我们的饮食，我们的生活起居，我们的健康，我们身体的强壮，如果这些成为你唯一的关注的地方，那就像这些门徒一样，当时的门徒一样。
If our current, immediate, imminent needs, all of this.Become the only need that we have will be reduced just to being like his disciples at this moment.
耶稣希望他的门徒是反过来啊，不是把地上的需要作为第一 priority, 第一首要重要的事情，而是民以天为实。
Jesus wanted his disciples to just to remain just on the opposite side of this so that their food is from above.
那讲到吃的，我们中国人最拿手的。
We have a lot to talk about when it comes to food.
你总说话，说美国人是用脑子吃。
We say the Americans eat with their mind.
因为美国人很看重这个食物中的营养啊，搭配啊，他们在思想着吃。
For their focus is on the nutritious part of what they take in.
说日本人用眼睛吃。
For the Japanese, however, it's a matter of their eyes.
因为不光要吃得好，而且看着要漂亮。
They not even want to relish in the food.
那中国人呢？
They want their sight, the sight of the food to be pleasing. What about Chinese?
中国人用舌头吃。
We taste it on the tip of our tongue.
现在国内有一个系列的那个电视片，就叫《舌尖上的中国》。
There's a sort of a soap opera in China. The series is entitled China on the Tip of People's Tongue.
其实中国人不光是用舌头哈，色香味儿我们都要讲究的
啊。Well, we are certainly not restricted to the tip of our tongue only. We want how it looks.How it tastes.
Yeah, 这八大菜系大家比较熟悉，大概粤菜、川菜啊，这些我们都很熟悉。
So we all are familiar with the eight schools of Chinese cuisine, like Cantonese and others.
这里没有台湾小吃哈。
We don't have food from Taiwan then.
光中国人吃面呢，这说十大名面。
Look at what we eat. I mean, we have 10 different famous dishes with noodles.
这个吃面条啊，各地都有各地的吃法。
We have a different way of enjoying different noodles.
大概我们这一辈子大家都不能把中国人吃面的方法都吃遍啊。
We may spend all of our time and all our life not even in being able to exhaust all of the methods of consumption of noodles.
这是为什么中国人会讲出“民以食为天”这句话
？And that's why, as Chinese, we sort of blurt it out that our stomach is our heaven.
然而，神所希望的天国的子民是把神天上的食物作为更重要的。
However, our Lord's desire for His people is that heaven.Is their food?
因为我们知道重生得救以后知道我们今生今世的需要重要不是不重要但那不是最重要的
After our regeneration, we all know not that this life is not important, but there is more important stuff.
比较起我们身体上的需要之外，我们灵魂的需要是更重要的。
As compared to the needs of our body, our spiritual life is in more of a need.
主耶稣来的时候，他也医治病人。
Our Lord Jesus, when he came, he healed the sick.
他也用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
他也关注人身体上的生活当中实际的需要。
He of course also paid attention to the physical needs, the practical needs of man.
然而耶稣知道人更主要的需要是在灵魂里面，灵魂的需要、生命的需要、永恒的需要，这是更重要的事情。
However, Jesus also knew a more urgent was the need, the spiritual life of man. That's the need.
所以耶稣常常的做法是先满足人实际的需要以后，然后引导人再看一步，再看得更高，再看得更远，看到人生命里面、灵魂里面和永恒当中的长远的更重要的需要。
The common denominator of Jesus' ministry was to start with the physical needs of man and then move on to their spiritual need.
所以这两种不同的生活、生命的态度呢，会造成很大的不同的。
You have two different types of attitudes toward life. Their results are different.
以食为天的人吃了还会再饿的。
For those whose heaven is their stomach, they can get the fill of it for their stomach, but they are going to go hungry again.
喝了以后还会再渴的。
They can drink, but they are going to be thirsty again.
永远得不到完全的满足的。
You'll never be fully satisfied.
那个撒玛利亚人在井边打水的时候，当耶稣跟他讲生命的活水的，他就说：“你把那个水给我呀，这样我就不用来这里，天天来这里打水了。”
Look at the Samaritan woman who came to fetch water, and where she met up with our Lord Jesus, and our Lord told her, "The water I will give you, you drink it, will never get thirsty."
但五饼二鱼喂饱那五千人，第二天这些人又去找耶稣了。
Look at the miracle of feeding the 5,000 with five pieces of bread and 2 fish, and they got satiated, but next morning they came again.
因为前一天吃饱了，到第二天还会再饿的呀。
They ate the day before, and now they're hungry again.
但耶稣给我们属天的食物，他有一个应许哈，喝了我的水永远不渴。
Jesus gave us heavenly food with a promise. You drink the water I give you, you'll never be thirsty again.
吃了我给你们的食物就永远不饿。
If you eat the food I give you, you'll never go hungry.
所以我们就要问了，耶稣到底给我们什么样的属天的食物呢？
Then we might ask, what kind of heavenly food is Jesus going to give us?
第一个啊，这里有三种啊。第一个就是神的话语。
There are three kinds. First of all, is the word of the Lord.
就是耶稣自己讲的啊，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
This is what our Lord Jesus said: Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
人活着是需要食物，人活着是需要食物，但不是单靠食物。
We certainly need food to survive, but that's not the only thing we need.
面包食物是满足我们身体的需要。
Bread and food is only to satisfy what our body needs.
但是人要活在那个神的面前，活出一个真实的上帝创造我们出那种完整完美的生命的状态，你必须有神的话在你的生命当中。
But if you want to come before the Lord and live in His presence as originally He intended us to live, then you need spiritual.
每一天我们要吃神的话。
Spiritual food that we need every day.
把神的话放在我们的心中，反复的去思想。
That is the word of the Lord. On which we are going to meditate day and night.
我们心中有神的话, 就会饱足, 就会不饿, 就会有力量。
And if we have the word of the Lord in us, we'll be strengthened and we'll be empowered.
这是食物的作用, 对不对? 一顿不吃都饿的话, 就没有力气了。
This is the function of the food. If we miss a meal, we might feel weak.
我们怎么可能有一天过去的时候却没有心中没有神的话呢? 那我们灵里面怎么可能有力量呢?
How can you spend a single day without a word from the Lord and still remain strong?
我们刚刚信主的时候，我们是听别人讲啊，听牧师讲道，听传道人讲道，吃灵奶。
When we first became believers, we heard sermons being preached that we need to drink spiritual milk.
听那些同工已经把那些预备好的查经的资料给我们，让我们领受灵奶，还是别人已经预备好的。
We were blessed with the so-called spiritual milk that prepared by co-workers in terms of the teachings.
那到一定的时候，我们就要吃干粮啊。
Up to a point, then we'll start needing solid food.
而且呢，我们自己可以下厨房，我们自己可以去烹饪属灵的食物的。
And we will be about ready to get into the kitchen and start cooking this spiritual food.
去研读神的话，去分解神的话，而且还可以分给别人好吃的，跟他们一起吃。
To study God's word, to exegete, and we'll be able to turn around and provide the same food to other people.
这是我们生命的食物。That
marks the food for our spiritual life, for our life.
我认识一个姊妹，她多年患失眠症。I
know a sister who has been suffering for years from insomnia.
很长一段时间，她向神祷告，求神医治她失眠的问题。
For the longest time, she had been praying, Oh, Lord, heal me, get me out of this insomnia.
但是问题病情并没有得到改变。
But her symptoms were now lessened.
所以她心中就有一点失望，甚至呢有一点埋怨神。
She started losing hope and started grumbling against God.
她对神讲说，你到底听没听到我的祷告？
And she was saying to God, Wow, Lord, aren't you listening to my prayers?
结果有一天她在早晨灵修的时候，她读到约翰福音中的一段话。
And one morning when she was doing her daily devotional, and she came across a passage from the Gospel of John.
这段话呢，就是在耶稣五饼二鱼行神迹之后，耶稣讲的一段话，说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。
And the Lord said, what the Lord said really comes after the passage we just focused. And the Lord said, do not focus on the food that spoils, but on the food that has eternal life.
可以存到永生的，可以存到永远。 所以这句话一下子就进到他的心里面来了。And
that passage came to her heart.
圣灵在那个时候就使用这句话，让他看到说：“哎呀，他一直在求这个睡眠的问题。但是比这个更重要的一个问题，耶稣讲说，在末世的时候，他使人得到永生的生命，存到永远的生命。哇，他心里面一下就亮了。”And
she all of a sudden had a moment of a revelation that she knew that she was asking all along for ease of her condition, but there was something more that she need to pay attention to.
本来这个失眠的问题让她很难过，很难受，但是呢，突然当她想到这个神给我们那个永远的生命、复活的生命的时候，她心里得到极大的喜乐和盼望。
Her insomnia just troubled her and became a bugging experience, bugging her all along, but she was now reminded of the spiritual life.
他一下明白过来，就是神给在耶稣基督里面给我们这个永生，给我们这个复活的那个盼望，是何等的宝贵。She
suddenly had a moment of eureka, and what how precious the life that the Lord gave us that we have eternal life.
这就是生命的粮，是神的话。And
that is the spiritual food for our lives.
可以改变我们的心。
which is the word of God that can change our hearts.
失眠症还在那里, 但是她不再为这件事情而忧愁。
She still had insomnia, but she was not worried over it.
生命中得着一种力量, 得着一种眼光, 让她可以看到那个更宝贵的永远的生命。
Instead, she received a sort of a new perspective, a new insight into the life she had been blessed with.
弟兄姐妹,你有没有每一天都在吃这种天粮啊?
Brothers and sisters, do you feed on this heavenly food every day?
第二个属天的粮食,耶稣告诉我们就是遵行神的旨意。
The second type of heavenly food that the Lord told us is to obey the will of the Lord.
做成神的工,
to finish his work.
这是在约翰福音第四章, 耶稣跟撒玛利亚人对话之后, 门徒来, 门徒去买东西, 回来给耶稣吃的时候, 耶稣说, 我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意, 做成他的工。
And that's found in chapter 4 of the Gospel of John. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of my Father who sent me and to finish his work.
遵行神的旨意, 做神的工作, 不再是一个苦差事, 而是一种的享受。
To do the will of our Lord and to finish his work is no longer a chore, but an enjoyment.
主在服侍这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候，当时他又没有喝水，是为什么？他管这个撒玛利亚人说：“你给我打水喝。”他是很渴的，走在路上。As
we can see, at the time our Lord Jesus was ministering to the Samaritan woman, she wanted to give her water to drink, but our Lord himself was thirsty. He didn't have anything to drink.
他是很饿的，这是为什么门徒要到城里去买东西回来给他吃。
Our Lord was very hungry. That was a reason for his disciples to go and buy food from the city.
在他又饥又饿又渴的这种状态下，当他看到这个撒玛利亚明白了他是基督这个福音的道理之后，他心中就充满了喜乐，就像吃了一顿美食一样。
In the midst of his hunger and thirst, our Lord took extreme delight in the experience of this woman's conversion as if our Lord had a full meal.
这是为什么耶稣告诉这些门徒说我有更好的食物，我已经吃了，我心里已经心满意足了，这是我们吃东西的时候一种的享受的经历。
And that's why we see a picture of our Lord's fulfillment that he was able to say to his disciples, my food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work.
上周这个Tony长老讲了一篇道，给我们解释了很多关于服侍教会、服侍彼此服侍的一些的真理。
Last week we were blessed with a message from through Tony, Elder Tony, on the blessings of ministering and serving others.
最后他特别讲了一点，就是我们参与服事一定要带着一个喜乐的心。
Toward the end, he focused on the heart of enjoyment with which to serve others.
就像我们吃了一顿美食一样。As
if we just had a full course meal.
哇，这个北京烤鸭，哇，吃了一顿太好吃了。
Beijing duck, so delicious.
我们最喜欢的那些的好菜，吃了一次，哇，我们享受的不得了。All
of the dishes that we used to enjoy and relish in.
遵行神的旨意，做成神的工，是我们属天的属灵的食物。Doing
the will of God and finishing His work, that's our spiritual food, heavenly food.
可以带给我们生命的成长。 带来给我们心灵当中的满足和享受，
which will bring about our spiritual experience of growth.
我们最近在服侍幸福小组传福音的工作， 我们时间上、精力上有很多的付出， 但是我们很享受。
As you all are aware of our happiness group ministries lately, we spent a lot of time and energy, but we so enjoy
每个人把自己的属灵的恩赐 特点拿出来，形成一个团队一起服侍，哇，这件事情就变得一个享受的事情。
We have brought all of what we have and make it an enjoyable experience as we serve.
我们也很感恩，看到最近一些新来到教会的弟兄姐妹，一家一家的参与到教会的服侍当中。
We are thankful witnesses to the families who join us recently, one after another.
神就在我们的当中，神已经把各样的恩赐都已经给我们了，放在我们当中了。
Our Lord is in our midst, blessing us with all of the heavenly gifts that He has.
当我们愿意哈参与到神家的这个服事当中，每个人把自己的能力恩赐拿出来的时候，啊，这件事情是可以很喜乐、很满足的一件事。
As long as we are willing to share and bring forth all of our gifts, our service and ministry will become an experience of enjoyment.
弟兄姐妹，在你享受别的同工在服侍你的时候，你有没有把你自己的那一份拿出来呢？
Now let me ask you, when you enjoy being served by others, are you thinking about getting a sharing of what you have with the rest?
服侍神，服侍人，遵行神的旨意，这是我们属灵的一种的食物。
Serving God by serving man, has become a spiritual food for us.
第三个属灵的食物，属天的食物，
is the third type of spiritual food.
主耶稣的肉。
Is to eat Jesus' flesh.
他的血。
And drink his blood.
这是耶稣自己讲的哈，你要吃我的肉，喝我的血，就有永远的生命。
And this is what our Lord Himself said, if you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll have eternal life.
他说我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就永远活着。我所要赐给你的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Jesus said, "I'm the living bread that came down from heaven."Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. This bread of mine is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
我们怎么吃耶稣的肉呢？
How do we eat of his flesh?
我们吃一块肉进到肚子里面，啊，这块肉里面的蛋白质要经过消化吸收。
Imagine we take in a piece of meat, and that has to go through a digestive system.
蛋白质要变成氨基酸，然后这个氨基酸变成我们身体中的氨基酸，然后再重新组合变成我们身体中的蛋白质。
啊，那是毛粗。
就是这样一个吸收的过程哈。
All of the nutrients.
让这个肉里面的营养成为我们生命的一部分。
The nutrients from that piece of meat will become part of our lives.
所以吃耶稣的肉显然不是到耶稣的身体上切一块肉我们来吃哈。
To eat of his flesh is certainly not partaking of his pound of flesh.
这是指在吸收耶稣的生命。
This means that we are taking in the life of Jesus.
我们思想耶稣的美善。
Let's dwell on his beauty and goodness.
耶稣为了爱人他发出的做出的牺牲。
And his sacrifices.Out of his love for the world.
当我们思想耶稣这些美善，他的牺牲，他的慈爱的时候，慢慢的哈，这些的生命中的营养的成分就进到我们的心里面。
As we dwell on his goodness, his kindness, his sacrifices, the nutrition from his life will be overflowing in the life of us.
慢慢，耶稣的性情就变成我们的性情。
Gradually, His character will become that of ours.
以前我们是不容易去忍耐别人，去宽恕别人的。
Isn't it so that we find it very hard to put up with people, to forgive people before?
但是我们常常来思想，耶稣他是怎么饶恕人，对人充满忍耐的。
But as we are reminded often of how our Lord Jesus put up with people, endure with them,We'll be able to do the same.
借着我们每天花时间跟主在一起
，as we come near the Lord every day，
借着祷告来祈求他的生命成为我们的生命
，and spend time with him in praying And his life will become ours.
借着思想圣经中的故事、圣经的话语，然后让这个耶稣的形象不断不断的成型在我们的里面。
As we dwell on, as we meditate on the stories from the Bible, on the word of the Lord, little by little, his life is being made in us.
我们个人灵修的生活，我们聚会。团契在一起，主日的崇拜，不断的思想耶稣，让耶稣在转化我们的生命，这就是在吃耶稣的肉。
Personal time, in solitude, with the Lord, as we come to Bible studies, to worship, gradually His life becomes ours.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样去吃耶稣，让耶稣的生命来改变你呢
？Brothers and sisters, do you experience similarly that you take in?The food from our Jesus Christ that in turn will transform your life.
食物使人不饿，使人有力量。
Food gives us strength and empowers us.
食物可以使我们身体生命得成长。
Food nourishes our body and helps us with our physical development.
食物带给我们满足，带给我们享受。
And also brings enjoyment and satisfaction.
属天的食物也是这样。
Same with, we find the same is with spiritual heavenly food.
主耶稣基督已经赐给了我们至少这三种啊，属天的食物、神的话语、遵行神的旨意和他自己的生命。
Our Lord has blessed us with three kinds of heavenly food. We've been talking about His Word, His own life.
我们要常常的吃这些属天的食物，让我们属灵的生命有力量，生命得成长，让我们的生命可以活得更丰盛，而且更加的满足。
As we partake of this heavenly food, we'll experience strength and empowerment and spiritual growth.
鹰有鹰的生命，它是属天的。
Look at the life of an eagle, whose life belongs in the sky.
这个小鸡啊，在地上跑来跑去，哈，是属地的。
And you switch, look at the little chicks.
他们吃的东西是不同的啊，鹰有鹰的食物。
Their food is different. There is different type of food for eagles.
我们大概不会看到一只。老鹰跑到那个鸡窝里面跟鸡去抢食物。
You won't be able to find the eagle in a rooster, in a rooster net, fighting food with chicks.
我们有属天的生命，属天国子民的这一群人，我们不要跟世上的人一样。
We have been blessed with the heavenly life, and we are people of heaven. Do not struggle with men.
耶稣当初很严厉地责备这些门徒，他们只关注地上的事情，忽略了天上的事情的时候，实际上是对他们发出的一种的呼唤。
Be reminded of Jesus' warning to his disciples at the time, that actually serves as a calling from that comes from above.
是要唤醒他们里边已经有的那一种属天的品质。
To serve as a wake-up call as to the discernment of heavenly qualities that the life has been growing upon.
主今天也在我们的当中发出同样的呼唤。
He is doing the same, calling each one of us today.
我们有以这些属灵的食物为满足吗？
Are we satisfied with the spiritual food that we have?
我们有不断的在吃神的话，参与圣工，然后让我们耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面不断成长。
Do we continuously consume the spiritual food and perform ministries in the midst of which we continue to grow?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on all of us.
让我们的眼睛更多的定睛在天上，定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
So that our eyes will be fixed on heaven above, on our Lord Jesus Himself.
我们唱一首回应的诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。
Sing this response hymn.